Hey, good week to everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a radio program about South Dakota agriculture. All of you to whom we refer to as the true environmentalists, the state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. If you're involved in any area of agriculture, the words greenhouse gases, carbon footprint, water runoff, soil erosion are commonly used words, and in many cases, when discussion is farming and ranching, the context is not particularly friendly to those families who live on the land and produce our food. With that in mind, I want to draw your attention to a 25-year study based on 95,000 soil samples collected from farm fields in central and eastern South Dakota. According to David Clay, one of the project's lead researchers, the organic carbon content increased 24% during that time. The researchers are basically attributing that very important increase to the growing use of minimum and no-till farming practices. Greg Carlson, an SDSU professor of plant science, tells us that this study shows that carbon stored in South Dakota's 12 million acres of cropland over this 25-year period is equal to the carbon emitted from 17.8 billion gallons of gasoline. In fact, the study found that South Dakota's carbon footprint is 65 to 82% less than gasoline. This study, which was commissioned by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council and conducted by South Dakota State University, is a great example of the successful collaboration between the land-grant university and its federal and private industry partners. Dean of Ag Barry Dunn called the latest findings, and I quote, stunning. Dr. Dunn went on to say that this unbiased scientific research could change how agriculture is perceived in the world around us, and in fact, this research shows that South Dakota farmers have some of the lowest energy footprints in the world. That's one of the reasons that South Dakota Corn implemented the True Environmentalist Project. All of us need to remember that in the next 40 years, South Dakota farmers and ranchers will need to help produce more food than in the previous 10,000 years combined, and they'll do it. For the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe, and thanks for what you do.